Palestinians have fired a new barrage of rockets from the Gaza Strip into Israel in retaliation for Tel Aviv's deadly attacks. The rockets reportedly targeted Netivot City in Ashkelon and Sha'ar HaNegev areas. According to Israeli media, nearly 250 rockets have been fired by Hamas in the past few days. Israeli warplanes continue to pound the besieged Gaza Strip as the death toll among the Palestinians rises to nearly 80. At least three people were killed and several others injured in the latest airstrike targeting a Marine police building in the southern city of Rafah. Australia's unemployment rate hits a decade high. The Bureau of Statistics says 6% of the population were out of job in June. To encourage growth in other economic sectors across the country, the Reserve Bank has kept interest rates on hold at a record low of 2.5% since August last year. Germany is investigating a second case of spying in recent days involving the United States. Police in Berlin have been scouring the house and office of a foreign suspect accused of working for the U.S. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has slammed the revelation as a clear breach of cooperation between the two allies. Warring leaders in South Sudan have called for peace talks to end months of deadly conflict. President Salva Kiir and his opponent Riek Machar have both expressed readiness to pick up halted negotiations. The raging civil war in the world's youngest nation has left thousands of people dead and over a million displaced. The Syrian ambassador to the United Nations has warned of the threat of the ISIL militants to the entire Middle East. Bashar al-Jafari says the ultimate goal of the ongoing chaos in the region is to play Muslims off against each other. A new study shows life expectancy among people with obesity is extremely low. According to the research, the obese have an increased risk of dying at a young age from cancer, heart disease, and stroke. The findings are based on the results of an analysis of data pooled from 20 large studies. A lion in the Philadelphia Zoo has given birth to four cubs, the first ones in almost two decades. The cubs were born to Tajiri, the zoo's four-year-old lioness, in June. Zoo staff are monitoring the mother and her cubs by video camera to give them privacy in their off-exhibit den.